Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, who is it? Who Prince? Is it in our office?
Who did what?
This person.
Oh, the clock botcher?
The clock botcher.
Yeah.
Who is it? I mean, where we work is a little different.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I'm going to say Parks.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll
so
go with that.
What is clock botching? It's trending, but people don't seem to agree on what it means. It's a new term. All the hip people are using it, all the hip kids. If you talk to any 17-year-old, they'll go like, oh, clock botching, I know what that is, bro. A writer in the UK coined it last month and said it's when you work more hours than you should because you can't get through all your work. But a writer for Forbes defined it as when you're stretching small tasks into entire afternoons just to fill your day and avoid working. Actually, okay. I think if anybody, this is me. This is more me than anybody else. I my apologies to Scott. I think Scott actually does productive work. I don't have the ability to open up seven tabs and then read seven news stories and go, okay, this is what we're doing. I open up seven tabs and go, what did I just read? What did I literally just read?
Okay, so I'm reading this a couple of different ways. One way I read this is you're doing it on purpose because you just don't want to, you're dragging your work out so that in the end you don't have to do that much work ultimately.
Yes.
I'm also reading this as the inability to get things done.
Right.
You have a lot to do. Like there's some ADHD-ish things in there and you can't manage your time. And so you just kind of sit there and spiral.
That's the one I'm going with, because if you're botching something, it means you're trying to do it, but you keep screwing it up. The
yes.
other way would imply that you're purposefully screwing it up. That's more mm-hmm. more of like you're trying to look busy without actually doing any work. That's different than mm-hmm. doing something ineffectively over and over again.
Okay, so I feel like this is solvable.
Yeah.
We just have to have offices that allow for it to be solved. I think you have to, and if you want to weigh in here, if this is you, if you're this person, 913-586-7798, or if, I'm sorry, if you're a boss that feels like you have people that work for you that are like this, how do you manage this?
Yeah.
Because part of it is knowing if you are easily distracted. And if you know that you're easily distracted, like I think you and I both are,
yes,
eliminating the distractions. I know that I can't work well with music on. I would love if I could. I would love, my brain cannot do more than one thing at a time.
I can work with music on, but it can't have lyrics.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Let me throw this out there. What are some productivity hacks that you have?
Yeah.
Like if you want to share with Jamie and I and our ADD yeah. riddled brains, what productivity hacks do you have to you actually get work done? 913-586-7798.
Yeah. Can we not use the word hack? I don't want this show to sound like TikTok.
Okay, productivity secrets. What do you want me to say?
Shortcuts.
Yeah, this guy.
But hack is the right word.
I want to hack something.
Hack is the right word. I've said before, I'll start. I have this list that is on a three-ring notebook that I write every single day. If I don't have this, And it's the same. The first 3 hours of my day every day are exactly the same. And I still write it out every single day. And right. I still cross every little thing off every single day. And if I don't, I do not get those things done.
I used to do that when I was a producer. It was the only way, because you'd have like 30 things to do in 10 minutes.
Yes.
And I would have to write things down. Otherwise, I'd forget something essential. Now I have a thing, and I need to do it more, where I just set a timer for 20 minutes.
Yes.
And I try to get as much work done in that 20 minutes as possible.
Right.
And then after 20 minutes, I take a 5-minute break. It's called Pomodoro. Right. And I come back and start doing it again. I don't do it that often, though, because I genuinely forget. I genuinely forget to even do it in the first place. That's the problem.
I will do that, especially if it's something I don't want to do or that I feel overwhelmed by. Mm-hmm. Like if I need to write something longer, sometimes that will overwhelm me. And I'll just say 12 minutes. Pick a number that works for you, right? That you feel like you can handle.
Yeah.
Usually those 12 minutes or whatever it is go really fast and you just reset it and you do it again. But there's something about knowing you only have to do it for a small chunk of time initially that makes it way more manageable. I have 2 dry erase boards around me right now. Mm-hmm. Like one is the list for the week. One's the list for the day. There's something about being visual and I can just erase it that I know it's done.
My big thing is, since so much of the work that we do is on computers and reading news and things like that, if I limit the amount of tabs I can have open, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because I will literally sit there and reopen the same tab in the top like 3 times. Like,
how
I'll
many
be like, where's that story? Oh, here it is. And then it'll be open 3 other times in the story, in the tab.
Yes. How many tabs is your email open on right now?
My email?
My same email is open on 3 tabs in front of me right now.
Oh, okay, no.
The exact same email.
I don't have
email.
My email open, but I'll just read off the tabs I have. I have the sound tab. I have the show sheet tab. I have a tab for stories for later in the hour. I have the tab for the story that we talked about last hour still open.
Yep.
You can close that. Yep. I have the texting tab is open. The Kansas City Chiefs YouTube page is open because Andy Reid's going to give a press conference at noon, and I need to have that open now. I just randomly have my Twitter burner open and one for Reddit. None of this is good. None of this is important to what we're doing right now, but they're all open.
It helps me to have 2 screens, especially during the show, because the one in front of me has 1 tab open. And that's whatever we're talking about right now. And the other screen has everything else.
Yeah.
So that way I can ignore that one.
That
if you have other hacks.
Yeah. Let us know. 913-586-7.
We genuinely need them.
798. Somebody said I pick a 3 to 4 minute song and then I work until it ends. Stop. New song. Then new task.
Okay.
Okay. That's switching up way too much. Like,
that's too quick.
Song isn't long. Maybe an album, maybe.
Yeah.
And then
or a playlist. Yeah. I will set up a playlist sometimes, and I can control how long that playlist is.
I put a manila folder on the floor by my chair labeled only what I'm doing now. If it's not in that folder, it's not happening. It's on the floor?
And it has stuff in it?
You people are weird.
Paper?
I don't understand you.
Okay, but if it works for you, that's great.
I stack habits. When I do laundry, I also have to clean the litter box. That makes sense. So
okay,
putting everything off and then doing it all at once, and then you feel like you're done, instead of having to constantly go back and do stuff throughout the day. That's a good way to do it. Let's go to Keith in Warrensburg. Hey, Keith.
Well, good afternoon or good morning.
Whichever. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm as fine as frog hair today.
That's a new one.
That is gross, and I love it. What's your productivity hack there, Keith?
Well, you know those clock botchers?
Yep.
Those are the guys that work their butts off, but they can't get everything done because the boss keeps just piling stuff on them.
Oh, that could be, too.
Now,
yeah.
So the guy, the one that sits there and just stretches out menial tasks so that they don't have to work as hard. The ones that clock out late, you know, they sit there and they visit for 30 minutes before they actually go to the clock and clock out. We call those clock suckers.
Okay. All right.
Which one's better?
Well, I like to work, but I don't like being a clock sucker.
Okay. Okay, we clock sucker and frog hairs. This guy's got jokes. But I don't know. I'm getting a lot of actual helpful tips. Is tips better? Is that better, Quentin? That we instead of hacks we say tips?
Yeah, I think that's better.
It's more boring.
This freaking guy. All right, getting more tips from the text line at 913-586-7798. I read and reply to email only when I'm sitting. Only when I'm standing. Equals no inbox. So you're not spending a lot of time on email. I get that.
Okay.
So you're not like spending a lot of time answering and going through email. Most emails do not need to be a 5-paragraph essay. That's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thesis supplements. I don't know what that is.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a smart person thing.
Yeah. I take Adderall, and then I can sometimes do things from the text line. I've never taken Adderall.
I have.
I've been told I should take Adderall.
Mm-hmm. I took it for quite a while until recently, because what I learned from me is that after a while, it's not as potent. The same amount does not accomplish the same thing.
Yeah.
And so when I said that to my doctor, he was like, well, then it's not great for you. So let's try something else since it's not working.
Isn't it bad for like your heart and stuff?
Yeah.
It gives you a rapid heart rate and all that stuff.
Yeah. High blood pressure. And I was taking it and I wasn't focusing as much after a while. I'm like, well, then let's stop this.
You know what I need? I'm trying to do too many things at once, Jamie. I need some Subtractorol. Huh?
Oh, wow.
Frog hair guy got me going. I'm sorry, everybody.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
That is a thing.
How
that
do we make
in
it stop?
Now. I don't know. Next one from the text line. I never write an email longer than 5 lines.
Oh, that's okay.
That's pretty good.
All right. That's fine.
I put on a NASCAR race. So that way there's something going on in the background, and you know what something is happening because all the commentators started yelling. Oh, you know something's happening because all the commentators started yelling. I do that with football a lot.
Okay.
I'll be like working on the next day's show. But I'll be doing that tonight, mm-hmm. watching Monday Night Football. Was it the Bears and the... Who is it, Quentin?
It's the Bears and the Vikings, because Justin Jefferson needs to give me 7 points so I can win my fantasy game.
Who cares? Yeah, I'll have that on while I'm working. And then, you know, anytime something exciting happens, I'll hear them yelling, and that'll be good enough.
Do you use any phone reminders, calendar reminders, alarms, stuff like that?
I do, except for I get in I'm a weird person. I get mad at them. So when I get like a notification saying like, hey, take your medication, or hey, take mm-hmm. your pills, or hey, you know, time to wind down for the day or whatever, I'm like, who are you to tell me what to do? You don't know what my life is like. And I'm getting mad at myself from months ago when I thought it was a good idea to give myself reminders, because like, well, I don't have time for that right now. Notification. How dare you tell me to take my meds now?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
I know it's
interesting.
Weird. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If I have to back time into something, like yesterday I met a girlfriend for lunch at noon
mm-hmm.
and I was up early because dog was up early. I set an alarm. I was like, okay, what time do I need to shower? What time does dog need to go out? What time do we need to go for a walk? And I set alarms for all of those things because I was just so worried that now I have to back time into a time I have to be out of the house.
I do that in the morning. I set constant timers, and the only one I have at night is the timer to feed the dog.
So you don't forget.
So
aww.
I don't forget, but because what will always happen is the dog is supposed to be fed at 6. Katie gets home from work at 6:30. The first thing out of her mouth as soon as she comes home is, did somebody feed the dog? And increasingly I've forgotten or had just not done it had done it, but didn't remember doing it. So
this is not the job of one of your children.
It is, but I have to actually remember to tell one of the kids to do it. And the point is, if I don't set that alarm, then I don't remember whether I did it or not. Does that make
sense?
And
then it irritates her. Yeah.
Then she's like, so the dog might starve. And like, the dog can stand to starve a little bit. He's kind of fat.
I am starting to really feel for your wife. So she has a husband.
Just now, it's been 4 months.
Well, but there's another adult in the household, you mm-hmm. know, but yeah. and you're home way before she is. Yep. And she has to check with you to make sure the dog has been fed.
Well,
instead of you, the other adult in the household, making sure the dog has been fed.
I think that says more about her personality than mine.
Don't blame her. No, I feel like
she doesn't need to check. She could just assume the dog has been fed.
Have you forgotten to do it?
No. I genuinely have not forgotten. The only times I haven't fed the dog and she's come home, she comes home within 30 minutes, is if I've been busy with something and then I've just gotten done with it and then I come in and feed the dog and she's already home. So
this
like,
is where I wish she listened to Show Live so we could call her right now and then
I mean, she's,
and make
she's
sure
off
I'm getting the whole
right
story.
Now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel I because maybe it is her like, oh, she doesn't, you know, she just wants to make sure everything's getting done and stuff like that. But also
it's also she wants to be able to sit down and eat without the dog bugging her. And she thinks mm-hmm. somehow if we feed the dog, then he'll leave her alone. And it won't work.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you can feel sorry for my wife, though. I feel sorry for her.
I don't feel sorry. I
don't even know.
I feel like she does everything in the house.
Yeah.
And you're fully capable.
I do some stuff. It's just what? I would do more. I've started cooking dinner every night.
Okay.
For me and the kids and for her
deal.
When she comes home. I know this
That's
is...
That's a big deal. Okay, you've never
you
said that. That's
we'll
a big deal.
We'll call her during the break. We'll talk to her coming up. How annoying is it to be married to me? I understand it's bad. If I was the one judging it, I would think it's worse than she does. Does that make sense? I think she's actually like, oh, it's fine.
I'm sure she's going to think it's fine. And, but, you know, you guys have been together a long time, so it's working. Obviously.
I think she likes doing stuff, though. I think she likes doing the laundry and the dishes
the cleaning. And
I genuinely think she does. I'm not kidding. I think she probably wishes that we would pitch in more, and I've tried, but I think she also genuinely likes doing the laundry. I think it's like, okay, we'll talk to her coming up. Fine.
Okay.
All right. That's on midday.
So we were talking about productivity hacks.
Yeah.
Ways to make your life easier mm-hmm. so that you're not clock botching. Have you told me the story before of when you put your wife on the air and it was like some big crisis that she told you on the air because for whatever reason
she was
calling
me
off the air.
And I was like, we were like up against a hard break and I was like, I can't go to break. I don't know why she keeps calling me. And it was because she lost the diamond from her ring.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your productivity hack for feeding the dog is your wife reminding you.
No, my productivity hack is I have a timer that goes off at 6 that reminds me to remind the kid to feed the dog.
The backup is when she gets home, she asks everybody, did somebody feed the dog? And the dog is still alive because of that.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Backup is, yeah, so when she gets home, she asks, did anybody feed the dog? Yes. And I go, yes, Finn fed him at 6. And it was hard for me to remember whether the kid had or not until I had that alarm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you in the past have told the story just of, I love that you're cooking. That's great because mm-hmm. she gets home. Like, it would stink to get home when she gets home and then have to cook. Like, she seems to do a lot of the stuff around
she
the house.
She does everything.
And so we were going to talk to her about that.
She doesn't want to talk. I texted her and I said, dude, can you come on air for a minute? And she just wrote back, no.
Wow. And she's listening live because she's
I'm
home.
Assuming she is. I don't know if she is. She might be listening. Okay. She listens to the podcast though.
Okay.
I can understand that because there's these things that play in between us that she can't avoid.
She didn't ask why you wanted her to come on. Did you tell her why?
No.
She's listening live.
It's literally, can you come on the air for a minute? No.
She knows. Okay. Well, I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And,
well, she's fine. I don't know.
Her some credit for being super mom and super wife.
To be fair to her, she never gets, this is her first day like home without anybody bugging her. And immediately we get on air and like, hey, we're going to call you and put you on air. Like, this is her first day of like, when she's at work, she's around people, and she's at home, she's around people. It's her first day just by herself in the house.
And she's loving it. Okay.
Yeah. She's probably just enjoying herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll assume it's that and not.
Well, if she's bad, I don't know. I can handle
something
that.
It's okay. Any other productivity hacks?
Productivity hacks from people. Keep a 10-pound dumbbell by your chair every time you go to a website you know you shouldn't. Do 5 curls.
A website you know you shouldn't?
I know. There's some websites you shouldn't go to that will also build strength in your arms. That's true. Do 5 curls. You'll stop going to Twitter, and you'll get jacked.
I don't like that one.
I get that, though. The problem with that is exercise shouldn't be a punishment.
Right.
Like, if you're going to get into a good mindset about exercising and getting healthy, you shouldn't think of it as I'm punishing myself. You should think of it as a reward. So you should do 5 curls after you finish something. You should go for a walk after you're done with your work for the day. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Get a cupcake or something after you've done your 5 curls as the reward for doing the curls.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't have any other productivity hacks. I'm done. Like, let's see.
I think a lot of it's knowing yourself. I know that I'm more productive in the morning than I am after the show. And so if there's anything that I don't want to do that needs to get done for the day, like, I loathe doing dishes. I loathe it more than anything. And my dishwasher doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I'm the dishwasher. And if I don't do them in the morning, I am not doing them that day. And so that's a thing. If I don't walk or exercise in the morning, I'm never doing it.
Yeah.
So I go at a faster speed in the morning.
I'm the same way. I usually come home and crash after the show. Mm-hmm. Always have. And it was nice when I had a show on at night. I just go home and go to sleep afterwards. Uh-huh. It was great. And but as far as like scheduling is concerned, but I don't really have necessarily time of the day. I'm not as productive in the morning though.
No, you're more of a night person.
I'm more of a night person, yeah. I get more work done in the afternoon and late evening.
Great for you in mornings.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
That was lovely.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many more. I literally would nearly fall asleep during my morning show. And I would have never thought I'd ever be that person. Because I've always been like so jazzed to be on air and everything. But like I would literally be sitting there like, oh, how many songs are playing? Three?
Mm-hmm.
We got three until we come back? Okay. I'm just gonna sit here and close my eyes for a minute, if that's okay with you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna go to sleep.
They love that.
But I'm just gonna close my eyes for a minute. Yeah.
We know Quentin uses the sticky notes everywhere. We know that you're the sticky note guy, and I get that.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen The Office lately.
No, not. I think I've been in the office one time since Weir's been here, and that was when we all met there the other day.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Pay me a livable wage so I don't have to work two jobs and I would be productive as hell. That's a good point. Productivity is kind of hindered by the fact that we're all doing way too much.
Yeah. I mean, there is an argument to be made that you would be more productive at one job if you didn't have to do a second job.
Yeah.
You would have more energy.
Yeah. That's why like CEOs and stuff like all these people that brag about how many companies they're running and all that stuff. You're not though. You're maybe taking responsibility, but you're definitely taking credit for what's
and
going on
delegating.
In the companies. And you're delegating and you don't do anything.
Ton.
It's just when people have ideas, they come to you and then you go, okay. And then if the idea falls and fails, then you go, oh, that was Wilson's idea. That guy, fire him.
Yeah.
Fire him.
Yeah.
That guy sucks. All right.
We also don't have to go to meetings.
Not here. I had to go to tons of meetings in Boston.
Most of the meetings that happen in our building happen during the show, and we are excused.
Mm-mm.
Don't tell them, Jamie. Don't tell them our secret.
That. In fact, we've had a couple of big meetings in the past, like building-wide big meetings, and I'll text our boss and go, this seems big. Should I?
Will I have a job if I don't go?
Yeah, like somebody going to show up at my door at 2 o'clock. But no, we're generally excused from those.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about a woman who has a wanted poster all over New York City. People looking for her, trying to find out who she is. What did she do? Why are they looking for her? Well, she's leaving poop everywhere. That's what you need to know about her. She is leaving poop everywhere. We'll talk about her next on Midday.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, this is where the internet sometimes will use its power for good. This is where we need the internet sleuths to figure this out. Because we have a problem with a woman in New York who is seen wearing a Chanel bag, a baseball hat, and a chic sweater wrapped around her shoulders while walking her dog. And she is walking her dog and letting the dog do his business and then just leaving the poop on the ground and not picking it up. And the neighborhood has had it.
All right. There is somebody who does something worse than this in my neighborhood.
Worse than that?
Worse than this, if you can believe it. Somebody, it drives me crazy. It is something that is maddening. Their dog will poop. They'll pick it up in the bag and then leave the bag there.
So you don't want to put it in your own garbage can.
Right.
Or
you don't want to carry
issue.
It back home because that's gross. So you leave it there for somebody else to deal with. If you just left the poop alone, that would be better because at least it's in the grass.
Yeah, sorry, the weather could take care of it.
Right. It's in the grass. It'll rain on it or it'll dry up or whatever. It'll be who cares? But yeah, they will. And they do it every time I go out walking. I see a new bag somewhere along the way. So it's either one person or several people doing it.
Wow. That's unbelievable. If you don't like carrying it with you, because I don't like dealing with it either, but I'll use two bags.
Yeah.
I'll do the first one to pick it up and then I'll put it in a second bag.
Sure.
Double bag it.
Yep.
And then put it in my outdoor garbage can.
Yeah.
When I get home.
I just walk with it, and then, you know, if I see a car that pisses me off, like a Cybertruck, I just whip it right.
Woo! Wait, hold on a minute. You have a Tesla, but you don't like Cybertruck?
Oh, those are gross. How dare you? I don't drive a dumpster. No.
Interesting.
That's also become like the symbol of the Elon Musk files. I'm not a fan. Anyway,
okay.
Point is, if the dog poops in the grass on the outer edge of the sidewalk.
Like you should between the sidewalk and the street.
Yeah. Some people think you shouldn't pick it up if it does. I'm assuming based on my neighborhood.
Because that's like city right away, their problem.
Right. It's not somebody
yard.
Else's lawn. Who cares?
Okay. We don't have sidewalks in my neighborhood. So your yard
really?
Goes right up to the street. No.
Wow.
Nope.
So is that okay? Would that be leaving the poop there on that, whatever that is called?
No, because people are still going to walk through it. I mean, not everybody's
or
looking.
Or another dog is walking through it or a child.
Somehow it's going to get tracked. Yeah, whatever. Listen, don't have a dog if you can't handle, just like, you know, you change your baby's diapers because it needs to be changed and throw those away. It's your dog, as mine sits here and moves. If you can't pick it up, then either have a way for the dog to do its business in your house or in your backyard, and then you can make the decision about whether you're going to pick it up, but don't walk it.
The only time it could be an exception is if you didn't have, like you have, I have a thing that attaches to Gordon's leash, and that it's like a baggy thing, right?
Yeah.
And if you thought there were bags in there and there weren't. So you're going home and you get in a bag and then you're coming back. But that should only be there for a couple minutes then in between. And look, it is gross. It would be fine if it had a consistent temperature that was the same as your body. So it just felt like you're picking, but it's either warmer or colder than your body all the time. So when you pick it up, it feels like something and it's gross. But I don't know. I had a friend, and this is the kind of person that she was. Where it's like everything was just handed to her whole life and she didn't understand that other people had problems or situations or would ever be angry with her for any reason ever. And she had a small dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it was fine for her dog to poop wherever it wanted when she was taking it out for walks because it's just a little amount of poop. It's not a big dog. It's not big log-sized poops. They're just little driblets. Just a little
bit. Still step in it. You can still step in it.
Yeah.
It's still disgusting. So this woman, there was a photographer that was following her that wanted to get her picture to put it on these flyers they're putting around the neighborhood. The picture they got is of her telling off this photographer with a particular gesture in it. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to identify her. I don't know what they're going to do once they figure out who she is. There's no ordinance or violation or anything associated with this, right? That you're not.
Oh, I'm sure there is. No, there's got to be. In New York City?
Or anywhere.
I mean, it's littering, if nothing else.
Okay. Because to me, that's the first thing is like, get the city on her. Hit her with fines.
But who do
somehow.
You call? You can't call 911. Hey, the mad
like
pooper's
311.
Back. Yeah, 311. Yeah.
Here, that's who I call is 311 and say, who do I get? It also is amazing to me that somebody would do this in the age of everyone having a camera.
Yeah.
In front. So she must not care that people know who she is. Because that the one time that I took, it was one of the previous dogs that I had, he pooped more times than I was prepared for. And I didn't have enough bags with me. I apologized to the Ring doorbell camera. Like, I'm sorry for this. Because you know you're being caught on camera.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to be that person where they're like, who was this? In our neighborhood, it could be a fox. There's no guarantee it's going to be a dog. But you're being caught on camera. So I'm apologizing to the camera. I can't believe that she would be that bold to absolutely just not care.
The fine is up to $250 in New York City for that.
Okay.
And yeah, you have to, owners must clean up dog waste in all public areas. NYC Health Code 16103 forbids letting your animal commit a nuisance on public sidewalks or places.
She seems like the kind of person where she'll just put a retainer in with the city.
Yeah.
Give them $5,000.
This is just the cost of me living here. Like, if I can afford the Upper West Side, you think I can't afford a $250 fine every time I take my dog out?
Here's you missed the best part of this law, Weir.
What?
It's called the pooper scooper law.
I didn't miss that. I just didn't mention it. Here's a question, though. What if you're disabled and you have a dog? Say you're in a wheelchair and your dog poops on the sidewalk. Are you expected to clean that up? How can you?
This is where Amazon could probably help us. There are probably tools that exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that long, there's that long stick that has the little grabber on the end, the little hand grabber
thing. So one of those for
turds? Maybe.
Okay.
But it can hold the bag.
Yeah.
It could hold the bag and you could use the bag to pick it up.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, how would you put it in the bag in the first place?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right. Like, you can get the bag, but the getting it in the bag in the first place is difficult. I don't know. I think it's, by the way, it is weird that we live in an era of constant, you know, public avail. I don't know how to phrase this. You're constantly on camera. Everything is public. We have constant public publicity, publicness, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. And yet people are more shameful than ever. And mm-hmm. I don't know why that is, other than the fact that everyone's like, whatever, like, you'll just move on to the next person in a few days anyway. Like, you don't care about me.
Yeah. Is it the entitled that I feel like the world owes me for something? And so I'm just going to do this. I don't know what it is.
But it's that. I think it's also like, if you meet people in city, like if you go to New York, people will be more shameless because they're like, I'm just one of 1,000 faces in a crowd.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really matter. You're not going to remember me. And I think that's where we've gotten with shaming people publicly. It's like, yeah, whatever. You're going to move on from this. It's only a matter of time for something. You know, what are you going to be angry about this for 5 days at most? You'll move on. You'll be fine.
I'm surprised that nobody's confronted her about this as she's done it.
Well, it because seems like they, the picture implies that
the
they
picture,
do. Yeah.
But that nobody's just gotten in her face about it and said, you know, and said, how dare you continue to do this? It's interesting that they're just trying to identify her.
Would you say something to her?
I would probably say something under my breath.
I'll throw this out to the phone
passive
lines, 913-586-7798. You can call or text. Probably have just time for texts. Have you ever confronted somebody about this? Have you ever confronted somebody about letting their dog poop on a sidewalk, in the grass, not picking it up? Have you ever just said something? I don't think I would. Honestly, it's not worth my
everybody
time.
Everybody has a gun.
Yeah, everybody has a gun.
Everybody has a gun.
Or their dog might attack me. I don't know. I'm just going to, even if it was my grass, be like, okay, so unless they were doing it every single day.
What if it is your grass? Because that happened to me not that long ago where I watched it out my front window where the guy was walking his dog in my neighborhood and I watched. In fact, he did it twice and left it in front of my house. What if it's your house? Are you saying something?
Are you saying something to him from behind the Ring doorbell, maybe? Hey!
Yeah,
hey,
right,
you!
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Have you ever confronted anybody over letting their dog just do their dirty business anywhere they felt like? 913-586-7798. Be back. Your comments in just a few minutes on Midday.
What are you going to do? Someone's walking by your house. Yeah. They let their dog poop in your yard and they don't pick it up. Or worse, what happens in your neighborhood, which is they're smart enough to put it in a bag, but then they just leave the bag there.
Yeah, look, I'm a lazy person. I'd make no bones about that. I have a problem with caring about my surroundings, but it's worse, I think, to just pick it up because it shows that you know that it's wrong to just leave it there. And then you leave it there anyway for someone else to deal with because you're too lazy to carry it back home.
Well, what do you think somebody's going to do with it then? That whoever lives there is going to pick it up and put it in their garbage, I guess?
Yeah, somebody does. That's a thing.
Like, that, I mean,
somebody on the text line said, well, how do you know it's not their house that it's happening out of? And they're like, well, I don't want to. I can see that. Like, say you take the dog out and the first thing he does is poop and then you scoop it up. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to leave this here and then pick it up because I'm not going to carry this for the whole walk. But that's not the case because the bag was left there and the bags are usually left there. The one I'm specifically thinking about was like there for 3 days. So it's no.
I think that's the exception. I don't think that happens.
Yeah. Plus, your dog, doesn't want to poop near its own house. You want somewhere exotic. Somewhere different, a block away.
That's funny because I have a pretty big backyard that's fenced in. And the dog that I had before, this Garvey, picked one place in the yard that he always pooped. Mm-hmm. And it was in the part of the yard that I'm never in because it's where the neighbor's tree fell. And it's just the corner that I'm never. So that's fine. This dog likes the fence line. This dog goes out and like walks the fence line and then goes to the back of the fence. Would normal people pick that up? Why are you leaving that?
At the fence line?
Yeah. Like, are you picking up the poop in your own yard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't. Henry does. But
does.
I don't know if he does. He might just run it over with the lawnmower.
I'm a little confounded by this right now because the hose does not reach that far.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, I would just get it with the hose.
You spray it down?
And just just kind of break it apart and let it soak into the ground. Mm. Because I don't want to pick it up in the backyard.
I don't know that that's healthy for your ground.
If all my grass dies, that I'd be okay with that. That's fine.
Okay, well, there you go. Never mind.
That's
then.
Totally okay with me. if it's less grass I have to mow and deal with, then that's totally fine. But it doesn't reach all the way to the back fence line. Yeah. So maybe that's just going to be his spot. Her spot. It's a she.
From the text line, I had three Great Pyrenees, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three Great Pyrenees all at the same time and walked them everywhere. I picked up their poop even when it was runny. I kept a Walmart bag and put the poop bags in it. If I can pick up three huge 150-plus pound dogs poop, then that lady can pick up after hers. Also from the text line, I've yelled out my front door many times for someone to pick up their poop. And yes, I've had to literally walk out and turn people around to get it out of my yard. I've got I got a gun too. If you want to get shot over dog poop, that's your problem, LOL.
I've got a gun too, they say. Wow.
I mean, okay. I mean, that seems like the lowest form of vigilanteism.
Yeah.
Is like if Batman was going around Gotham. Like letting criminals go, like, oh, he robbed a bank, whatever. I'm after the pooper over. He's like beating up old ladies whose dogs are pooping on the sidewalk.
What other responsibilities of owning a pet do you feel like are okay to just not do? Because I feel like this is just a normal responsibility of owning a pet.
I don't know.
They poop somewhere that's not at home. You got to pick it up.
You got to pick it up. That's the thing, though, is we tell ourselves we're too busy to do things. And we tell ourselves that we're too important to do things. And we're fine with making our problems someone else's responsibility when it's actually the reverse. It's our responsibility and you just made it their problem. I don't know why we have such a blasé attitude, but to this woman in New York or anybody who just lets their dog poop anywhere they want and don't think that it's their responsibility to pick it up. We are trying to live in a society. There are rules. Okay. Yes. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
We're trying to live in a society and there are rules. And it's if you let one little rule like this start slipping, then what's next?
Be a good neighbor.
Yes.
You know, be a good community member. Be the one that other people like and want to help.
Right. Because you start letting dog poop all over the place and people are like, oh, it's that kind of neighborhood. Okay. Then I guess I don't need to change that window that got broken or fix that door or be nice to people because there's dog. I'm not going to be nice if I'm stepping in dog poop every time I go outside.
Yeah. Or help somebody that needs help on the street. Yes, absolutely.
Coming up. We're going to be talking about raising a baby that doesn't look like you. I can't wait to get this story. Because this woman in this story, I think we just need to read it, has some of the funniest quotes I've ever read. Mm-hmm. It's really funny. And also, maybe we'll get news on Xavier Worthy?
Maybe.
Maybe? Mm-hmm. That's coming up on Midday.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.